In Isle of Wight news this week, a Newport man accused of multiple sexual offences, including rape and sexual assault, has had his case sent to the Isle of Wight Crown Court. Ian Taylor, 64, appeared before magistrates this week. He faces 10 charges relating to alleged offences between the 31st of December 2024 and the 24th of January 2025. No pleas were entered. Taylor will next appear at the Isle of Wight Crown Court on the 5th of October. Island Roads is asking residents for feedback on its highway services in an annual customer survey. People can comment on road maintenance, resurfacing, winter services, traffic management and verge cutting. The survey follows another busy year of road improvements across the island. Island Roads says feedback will help shape its priorities for the coming year. The survey runs until 30th September and can be completed online or by requesting a paper copy. Finally, Pink Power Club, a new women-only gym, opens in Newport this week. Founded by Tanya Brody, this gym allows members to book the entire workout space privately, aiming to make exercise less intimidating. Memberships range from £35 to £105 a month, with 24-hour access available. Brody, a former British and European powerlifting champion, says the gym will eventually offer group fitness and wellness classes. More news in an hour. I'm Sammy Harrison.